just give me a shout. I'll bring you some coffees over. We have, if you've ever been into the UVA, which you can do, it's sort of public access. Anybody can come in. We have loads of people wander through, bring the dogs down and onto the broad. There's a fabulous coffee shop there called Ziggy's, which is kind of where most of the meetings go on. If we ever have any meetings and we're not sure where to run them, instead of running them in a kind of little dull meeting room, we all go to Ziggy's and sit there and have a brew. But it'd be a great place to sort of come down actually and give Santo a run. There's a massive great big lake there. I don't know if you've ever been, but there's a great big lake there that you can walk around and you sort of access across the whole thing. People just come from Cringleford and walk in through the backs and come and do. So you have to give me a shout and I would have come and said hello. That would have been really, really nice. And yeah, all copied on, not going anywhere tonight. It's way too warm. I went, yesterday I went for a run and I kind of did it about 5 o'clock. I think the alarm went off at about 4:45. So we could took the dogs for a walk and I went for a run and we were done and back by about sort of 6:30 before it all got silly hot, because you just don't want to be doing it this time. It was bad enough on the bus on the way home. You know the not fun things are the best times buses, but just the amount of people that were on it and the heat of it was really, really, really quite unpleasant. So I was quite glad to get off at the end, and I'm going to go in a minute and throw myself through the shower and sort of try and get rid of the day and then make some munchies, that'll be the plan. So I think we're on, I've got some sausages, I think pork and apple sausage, and have like a little bit of salad bit with it. So that's our thoughts. I know yours is probably a little bit more exotic than that, I would think. So what's your thoughts, Ian? What's your plans for evening meals? Back to you.
Good evening. The time is 6 p.m.
Trinidad to Delta. So, well, funny you should mention that, because I just got the call. So I have to go give you both 73s and go and get my nose back, as they say. So good to hear everyone's back up and running, and well done both of you. Well done. And give my love to Eddie Martin, and hope she's okay. 70s all round, Mike 7 Victor Delta. Actually, will be clear in QS Whiten Lounge. And speak to you later, Martin, if you're on. Mike 7 Victor Delta, actually, don't you, Martin? 72 7.
And I might be around later on, because I'm not early in the morning. That's going to feel strange. I'll still be awake at a stupid o'clock. I'll probably be sitting out here drinking coffee and playing a bit of radio at 4:30 in the morning, because my body's just used to me being functional then, you know. That's the worst bit about it. But yeah, all is good. And, tea tonight. Now, we're not anything exotic tonight. We've got a homemade quiche there, which is rather good. We've got, I'm probably just going to do like a slice of quiche, maybe, you know, an open sandwich, a little bit of salad, you know, nothing special. I think it's just going to be cold nibbles. Gilled, you know what? I haven't got any cost lettuce. I was going to say, I've got some, I've got all the bits to do with Caesar salad dressing. And I've got some Parmigiano Reggiano, or however you pronounce it there. We've got, you know, the proper stuff. Parmesan, I don't know, I give up. These aren't my teeth. Yeah, I don't know, my teeth won't even work today. Anyway, yes. So it could be, it's just going to be, yes, salad and picky bits, I think. And a couple of open sandwiches and a lump of homemade case, that should do. Too warm to be cooking. You don't want anything cooked in weather like this. So yeah, I think that's going to be me. But I will. I'm going to pass it back to you, Simon. Not trying to get rid of you, but I think what we'll do, I think we'll call it, because we can't be far off having to clear it for the net anyway. Now it's just going 6 o'clock now, so we've got 25 minutes for the net. But what I'll do is I'll call it. I'll say to Radia, and you can go and get your shower. and I'll go and I'll just go and stink a bit longer. I've had a shower this year. I only have, you know, only have two a year, whether I need them or not. I'll catch up with you later on, fella. But thank you for dropping in. Thank you for getting the box working again. And it's good to hear you. Oh, hang on, I'm going to take a pip. HSF returning. yeah. So I'll say 7-3. Pass my regards on to Fiona. And my regards and best wishes to you both. So I think that's about it, really. I will leave it to you for a final, and I will clear on your final. So over to you from M7HSF.
G5SHO returning. Yeah, I'll copy on that, Martin. Just before we go, I'm just going to bring in Mr. LBI, who's sort of tried to jump in a couple of times, and we've sort of overlooked him a little bit. So I know we're both going to go, but we'll just say hello before we say goodbye. Ian, good evening.
Gentlemen, so I've not been in the shack all afternoon because I've been dog sitting with a pain in the ass dog, so I couldn't be in the shack because it wouldn't shut up barking. So I've not heard from anybody. I just want to know how Heidi is, please, if someone would let me know. Martin, if she's okay, what's happened, if it's possible to say over the radio or not. M7HSF, M7LBI.
M7LBI, M7HSF. No, we've got her home. She's absolutely, she's fine. They ran tests and prodded and poked, and everything came back as inconclusive. They couldn't find out what the problem was. So, yeah, the pain in the chest is gone. The pain down the arm's gone. She's just absolutely shattered now. She's got no energy. But no, all the blood tests and all the tests and the ECGs and everything came back absolutely tickety-boo. So we've just got to keep an eye on her. Don't know what it is, you see. There you go. But thank you very much for asking. She's here and she's fitting well. And no doubt when she's in the earshot of a radio, she'll say hello to you again. Just to let you know how she's doing. But yeah, nice to hear your voice, fella. I'm going to quickly throw it round to Simon, because I know he was going to clear for his shower. I'll go another one or two there, Ian. Tell you what else I'm going to do while I'm on. I'm going to get this poor little bee down here some water, because I've got a bee on the ground here, and it looks like it's on its last leg. So, Simon, I'll throw it round to you while I do the bee emergency service routine.
G5SHO returning. Good evening, Ian. Nice to hear you, buddy. And it's quite funny when you're saying about the bee, because Fiona was talking the other day about bee drinkers. I can't remember what the conversation was now, but she was trying to create. She wanted a shallow. You can tell she's feeling better, can't you, Martin? She wanted to create a shallow bowl and make a bee feeding station. Or a bee drinking station. I'd never heard of it. I thought it was a made-up thing, but apparently it's a real thing. You make these things, and the bees land on it or land on the side or something and drink a little bit. So I just got visions of you suddenly creating a little bee drinking area. She was sat here. She's sat under the aircon at the moment, because that's one of the advantages. If you remember, we had this heating aircon system put in, and it was rubbish as heating, but it's really coming to its own over the last week or so, because the aircon works fabulously, and it's dirt cheap, so that's all good. So if you're going to sit under an aircon now, turn it into Frosty the Snowman, which is good. I will stick around just for one more, so I'll say hello to Ian, pass it down to him, and then I'll go from there, because it's getting a little bit sort of unpleasantly smelly in this room, and I do have more than two a year, so only one more than two a year. But Ian, M7 and LBI, G5SHO, pass it to you, buddy.
LBI, 14 degrees in my shack. I've got icicles on my radio. Radio, should I say, and it's 31 degrees outside. I'm okay. I've been thinking it's literally a flat bowl with a solution of sugar, but you're literally making sticky sugar. So the bees land in it and suck up the sugar to make it nectar. Yes, it's on the net. It's easy to make, very easy to make. It's a common thing knocking about. If you don't know any beekeepers, they probably have one spare. Easy to make one of those. I'll send you the instructions down if you want one. But it's nice to be at home, and she's better than she was this morning. And our meter's got a 50 pence slot in it. It only gives you 3 minutes, so you've got to be damn quick on that one. But I've got a piece. I've stuck a bit of a fishing cord in ours, so you can keep pulling a 50 pence slot out in it. So when the guy comes to change the empty the meter at the bottom of the shower, he's now in it. He can't figure out why yet. He's not quite supposed to be out. it's a corker. It has been a real corker today. Unfortunately, I've been trying to fiddle about with bits and bobs in the shack. But I've got the neighbour's dog, and the neighbour's dog is usually all right, but today he's had his head on, and he's been sitting watching the monitor in the front room, and I don't care what's gone past me. If it's been a leaf, he's been yapping his head off. So in the end, I just give up, so I have to keep getting up, going to see what's going on, even though I can't see anything, because I've got a split monitor in my shack, but I can't see anything. I've had the doors open, obviously, in the windows. I've got the fans on in there to let air through for the dogs, obviously. And I've got the shed door open because I've got both dogs. And I'm in and out, in and out. In the end, I give up. I haven't put a film on. I just couldn't be bothered because I don't feel brilliant myself. So I just wasn't in the mood for this little rat that I look after during the day. So I went in and just put a film on. And believe it or not, I went in the bungalow, put a film on, and he shut up. Just like that. So he's going to be tied in the coal house next time he comes to the bungalow. Now, we haven't got a coal house, so it's going to even be more fun. So over to you, Martin. I don't know who else is on, but I just thought I'd say I was just popping on to see if I could catch him, to see how that young lady was. And she must take it easy now and have some rest. And that's orders from the general himself. M7HS FM7 RBI.
I see. You're after my rank, are you? Yes. From this day forward, I was known. Well, yes. You can demote me, I suppose. You can be General Screw, and I'll be Major Screw. There you go. Oh dear. All righty. Now everything's there. Everything's going according to plan. So now anyway. And my little bee friend. Yes. Some of the little Chinese carton, the Chinese takeaway style cartons that we use for certain foods that we resell, the lids on them have got a little lip on them so you can get liquid to stay in them, but they're not very deep. And I find those as an emergency, as an emergency bee feeder or an emergency bee liquid getter into air for them on a hot day when they're probably a little dehydrated as well. I find those work a treat. My little pal has already had a drink and has poodled off, flew off across the garden to water the rose bushes, probably never to be seen again. I didn't even see him wave ta-ra as he went, but it was just enough for him. It was literally just a drop of water, a little, couple of granules of sugar in there. Just tiny little bit of sugar. I was always told never try and give them too much, just enough to sweeten it up for them. And he was there, and he had a good old drink at it, and that was it. Within a minute or so of the over, he sort of stretching his wings again. He perked right up and he flew off. It don't take long for those little fellas to revive, does it? So there's my good deed for the day. Bee saviour. Oh dear me. Now you got to look after the little chappies. They do an excellent job, and we'd be in a bit of a state without them, wouldn't we? And you think of the lack of honey in the world, apart from anything else. Anyway, G5SHO, M7HSF, because I'm waffling now.
5SHO, returning. Yeah, you've got to keep that sugar to a minimum, Martin, because think of the cavities and the tooth decay, and it'd be a nightmare being a bee dentist, because that's just going to be just such a tough little job. You don't want to give them rotten teeth. So there you go. That's if you're waffle, that's waffle. We're going down a different path if we start talking things like this. So on that note, because I know you sort of said about the net, what did you say? We've got 25 minutes for the net. We've now only got about 12. So I'm going to sort of duck out at this point. It's been a pleasure, as always. Really, really nice to talk to you again. Everything's back running, so we will make it a regular thing. And yeah, Ian, nice to talk to you, buddy. Hope the weather's improved, because last time I was listening to you, which is over the weekend, you said it was thrashing down with rain, and we got something like 25, 26 degree heat. So it's the difference, isn't it, between the north and the south part. But yeah, glad everything's good with you, apart from the rat on the string. Everything's good, and you both look after yourself. I'll jump on the radio tomorrow. I'll take my antenna up onto the on the mound tomorrow, and I'll put the inflatable on and see if that makes a difference, just to be able to get into to your gateway over your way, Martin. I won't hear this one because it's too far, but I might be able to do yours. Have a great evening, both of you. And glad Amy's feeling better, Martin. Give her our love from Fiona and myself. Nothing worse than that. So, and I hope Fred's okay as well, because we've forgotten him totally in the conversation. So, yeah, I hope he's doing all right as well, buddy. And I'll say 7-3s, and I'll just listen while you do your everybody goes round, and then I'm going to go and jump in the shower and get some munchies on the go. So I'll speak to you both tomorrow. Have a good evening, 7-3s. Take care, Ian, Mr. LBI. Over to you, G5SHO.
Behind the group, you see, the weather's got to me head. Doesn't say long, not much up there. Yeah, have a good evening, mate. Stay safe, and yeah, keep cool. And have a good evening yourself, and say hello to the family. And I shall say 73 myself. The main importance was I wanted to see how aged he was. And of course, we can't forget Uncle Fred, you know, he's part of the family. And of course, you know, the man in charge himself, Mr. Martin, because he's the main part of the family. And we can't forget Shante. In this weather, Bob's not been anywhere. He's been flat out under the vortex of the electric fan in the front room, and he's not moved. It's just too hot for the animals today, and that's where you'll be tomorrow. Sometimes he comes and lies in the shed next to me where the aircon is, and you can tell he likes it because his ears are blowing. So have a good evening, and you too, Martin, and say hello to the lovely, lovely wife of yours. And hope she gets well soon, and send all our love from myself, Linda, and Swampy Bob. And we'll speak to you tomorrow sometime. And if I'm up early anyway, you know where I'll be anyway, I'll be in here. So if you're up early, I'll find a radio that's working, and we can all keep you company. Good night to everybody. Stay safe and stay well. Over to you, Martin, 73. Bye bye for now.
7VDX, your carrier's back on INO, Martin.
Ah, it died again. Oh, no. Okay, don't know what's going on there. It's going to be something silly like a dodgy connection, you know. It really is. Okay, I'll mention it. I'll send him another message and say, turn it off again, would you? I'll just go and disconnect it for now if it's just blank carrier. Okay, what was I going to say? Yeah, Ian, LBI, I'll say 7-3 to you, and yes, I'll probably be about early tomorrow morning, because you know what it's like, the body gets used to it, and even though I don't have to be in the bakery, it's going to be awake, so I might even take the dog for a really early morning walk while it's nice and cool. We'd go out for a couple of hours and tire her out, because she's had like 15 minutes around the woods today, and that's been it. So yeah, I'll say 7-3. You take it easy, fella. And Mr. VDX, thank you for the notification. I will have a little word and see what we can do. As I say, I might go and disable it just for now, just go and switch it off. Okay, right, well, I'll just poodle off myself. I'm going to sit out here in the sunshine a little bit longer because it's absolutely glorious and I do love heat. Gets rid of all the aches and pains. I sit out in the sunshine. I might go and get myself a little glass of something just to sit out here and relax with. And I'll be back in a little while. Anyway, thank you very much, Ian, for dropping in to let me know. Thank you very much, Ian, for the QSO and dropping in to ask how AD was. And I'll say 7-3 to all of you. And take care. Talk to you in a little while. Bye for now. M7HSF clearing N-Wagon, leaving it available for said net this evening. Bye for now.
Just for your information, Martin, when you stopped talking, the carrier dropped. It's back on again now. But it's just a blank carrier, nothing else. So if you catch you later, clearing the net for the net. Catch you later, Mike 7 Victor Delta, so stand back.
M7VDX, M7HSF, I'm starting to think it might be a dry joint, just a little old dry joint on the cable from the sound fob to the radio. That would do it. That would do exactly the problem that we're hearing right now, because albeit everything else is working, there's no audio transfer from the sound fob to the radio, including the pips and chips. So there you go. Okay, thank you very much. I'll disable it for now, because it will just keep transmitting blank carrier. Every time somebody keys up, it keys up, but it doesn't know what audio to send. So there you go. Right, in which case, I'm out of here, and I'm going to go and sulk, because my gateway's off again. I'll talk to you later, Ian. Take care, buddy. Bye for now, you two. M7HSF clearing NYC.
7-3, catch you later.
JSF, MI3BRX. Martin, if you're still by, I sent you a little text. I hope you got it there. 7-3 is the meantime. Bye-bye.
MI3BRX, M7HSF. I haven't got my phone with me. It's in the kitchen. But I'm heading that way shortly, possibly for a... Do you know what? I'd quite fancy maybe a drop of Irish tonight. I might be having a little Irish whiskey just to keep me company this evening. So thank you very much for that, Henry. And I hope you're well. And all the bits are functional. M7HSF.
It's okay, Martin, not a problem. I'm not holding you there. Have one of me tonight as well. 7-3, come on. Speak to you soon. MI7HSF, MI3BRX. Going back to his tea. Bye bye.
Yeah, I've got enough there to have one for everyone, actually, so I might just do that. Henry, take care, buddy. Much appreciated. The thoughts are much appreciated. Did take it easy. Ta-ra for now. M7HSF. Definitely going clear this time. Toodle pip.
B.
Victor November Bianchi. Listening for any calls for the GB3RF early evening there. Standing by.
Zero CZU portable.
Good evening, Don. Is there anybody else? Nothing heard, M0BNY returning. It's been a hot day, hasn't it? We've been out in the garden. It's been too hot to do anything, really. So, not really achieved much. On my first day of the holiday off there. So I wonder how you've been there. I think it's been cooler at the coast when I've been looking at the weather apps. It's been 21 degrees or something like that. It's been got the 27 here, so yeah. If you're at Bolton the Sands and you're in the right place, M0CZU from M0VNY.
M0VNY, M0CZU portal left behind to you. Very, very good evening, Vinny. It's nice to hear you in there. And remember that 21 is shade temperature. Unfortunately, we haven't got much shade. We actually went and sat at the side of the caravan next to us to just get a little bit of shade. It was 36 degrees into the caravan with door open and both the lids up on top, so it's been warm as that sun, Vinny. It was far too hot to sit in it. I mean, this morning, it was cloudy all morning, but the humidity, it was very, very oppressive. We did a bit of shopping and then basically tried to find a little bit of breeze, which we managed to do at finish. But Jess has a windmill in her garden and it's barely been going round. It keeps stopping and starting and a little bit of a breeze. So it's very warm, and it's currently 28 in car. JBC, M0VNY, M0CZU portable.
M0VNY returning. Is there anybody else who wants to come in?
I would like to. Good evening. This is Josh, KE7WIL.
Good evening, Josh. I was going to say good afternoon to you. How is it where you are there? It's been a scorcher here. even more further south here, but it's at 27 degrees Celsius there. But it's about 32 in London and 29 in Manchester. And a lot, it's 38 in Madrid. So, yeah, it's a scorcher. Anyway, over to you, Josh, M0VNY.
Oh, Vinny, good evening to hear you and everyone else. I only heard you so far and the last station. You guys are a bunch of babies there. It's 40 degrees Celsius here right now, and it will be 46 degrees Celsius. Try not to envy us here in Arizona. We have an excessive heat warning that was just issued 39 minutes ago. And we're all going to die out here. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you guys later. So yeah, it's pretty bad. Now the humidity is only 13%, so it's not horrible. We just started, maybe a week or so ago, we started what we call out here a monsoon season. Now you probably have heard of haboobs. We call them monsoon storms out here. But we had the whole season in the last couple of months, and it does get pretty nasty up here. But we're low humidity right now. The dew point, climbs up to above, 55 degrees Fahrenheit, which is really uncomfortable. Although there's folks in Florida that would beg to differ that we don't really have humidity here, but I digress. Going to be a hot one, going to stay inside. Today I am recovering from my field day. Over two fabulous days of operating on radio, meeting with all my fellow club members and met a bunch of new members. some folks that just kind of heard about us and wanted to check out what we're about, and saw some kids there. It just had a great time. So really, really looking forward to the next one in the wintertime. Last week in January, we'll be doing it again. Trying to see if I can get us out to go camping for that one, because January weather here in Arizona is perfect camping weather. It's not happening in this time, at least not in the valley here. You have to go at least 2 or 3 hours north of where I am to get into good weather. So yeah, we were at the Surprise Regional Library, and we had three stations set up. I did get to witness my first ever satellite contact. We have a new member. His name is Nader, N6CKC. He brought his SATCOM station, and I actually posted a video on the West Valley Amateur Radio Club's chat page, chat channel there on Nets Chats, and you can download that and see what that's like. If you've never seen or heard what SATCOMs are like, there you go. So we did make, he made five contacts. Let me break. Nestor ended up making a total of five contacts on satellite, so we were just thrilled. I also, for the first time in my life, just using my HT, the one I'm on now with the little rubber duck, I was able to hear the International Space Station, so that was nice as well. While I could not tell you a word that they were saying, because the signal was definitely too weak with an omnidirectional antenna, nonetheless, I can say I officially heard traffic from the ISS. By the way, that first satellite contact got us 100 points. I think it was only 2 points per contact after that, but that was all we wanted, was that one, and we got it. We don't do it for the points. We won't do it for the emergency exercise and the social aspect of it, but our remote guys that are in Montana, they made over 800 contacts. I am blown away. So we might win an award of some sort this year. They don't give out awards that I know of for it, but we deserve one. So we'll send it back. I don't know, Vinny, I guess you're net control today, so we'll send it back over to you. And thanks for having me. We'll stick around. KE7WIL.
X0 VNY returning to the group. Yeah, once again, good evening, Josh. Also today, good afternoon. Is there anybody else waiting to join? Nothing heard. M0 VNY returning to the group. Yeah, well, we have the humidity. it says 73% in here. 23.8 inside. We've got windows open. And, yeah, I'll be digging the fan out shortly. Florida. Well, I've been to Cuba, which is not far from Florida, and, yeah, you thought, like, it was like 32 degrees and really humid, and it was all sweaty, you know. Did you say 46? That's unbelievable, isn't it? Is that a record or what? You know, people keep saying, there's people out there who deny that climate change is happening. It is happening. Whatever you think's causing it, that could be up for debate, but it's happening. I'll throw it back to you, Don, M0CZU, from M0VNY.
M0VNY and the group, M0CZU portal. Very, very good afternoon, Josh. Weekend went. I'm glad that you enjoyed it and got the contacts. I did inform Rob last night why the Sun Valley Club wasn't broadcasting, and he thought there must be something like that, so very good on that. And we've had a controversy over here at a music festival, Glastonbury, and one of the